USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court cleared the way for a New York prosecutor to obtain President Trump's tax records. The High Court demanded tax records remain shielded from public disclosure. The subpoenas spanned documents from January 2011 to August 2019, including his tax records from accounting firm Mazars. Judge Merrick Garland is testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee for his confirmation hearing to become Attorney General.
With respect to foreign terrorist attack, I was sitting in my office, arriving at my office as the first plane hit the Trade Center, and I was sitting in my office and could see smoke rising over the Pentagon. I can assure you that this is top of mind for me.
Merrick Garland was a Supreme Court nominee in the Obama era that lasted 293 days. He was denied with an outcome of no action by the Senate. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and boy, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The United States has reached a grim milestone. We've surpassed 500,000 COVID-19 deaths almost a year after the first case was reported in Washington State. A 35-year-old man was visiting family in Wuhan, China, weeks earlier. A federal judge blocks a recent South Carolina law.
A federal judge has issued a temporary restraining order on South Carolina's controversial new fetal heartbeat abortion law. This just one day after Governor Henry McMaster signed it. The judge said she issued the order because the law would prevent Planned Parenthood's patients from getting an abortion before fetus viability, as guaranteed by the 14th Amendment. The restraining order will allow some patients who had appointments to receive abortions. Planned Parenthood said they filed the lawsuit because it prevents abortions before many people know they're even pregnant. That means it's, in effect, a total ban on the entire procedure. The judge ordered a hearing on the matter for March 9th. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden is helping out Texans since devastating winter storms rocked the area last week. USA Radio News' Val Dior has more.
President Biden on Saturday approved a major disaster declaration for Texas, which has suffered widespread power blackouts and water shortages after a deadly deep freeze. The declaration frees up federal funding across the state, including assistance for temporary housing and home repairs, also low-cost loans for uninsured property loss. Texas Governor Greg Abbott calls it a major first step as power is restored to most, but millions are still having to boil water to drink, and busted pipes are commonplace. At least 30 people are confirmed dead, but authorities say it'll be weeks before the loss of lives is known. Some counts put the toll at closer to 70. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Still, around 30,000 homes in Texas are without power Monday morning. The goal of giving California Governor Gavin Newsom the boot from office is on track to make the ballot. USA Radio News' Michael Fortier reports.
Those trying to recall Governor Gavin Newsom now almost halfway to their goal. Numbers released Friday show almost 670,000 signatures have been verified. They need 1.5 million verified by March 17th. One organizer says they're right on track, but one analyst tells Politico it's too close to call right now. Newsom facing criticism for his handling of the pandemic, including mass closures of businesses and schools. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
Christopher Bell won Sunday's NASCAR road course race, taking the lead from Joey Logano with just two laps to go. This is USA Radio News.